it's not just about injury treatment. Especially in our clinic, we look at overall wellness and sports performance enhancement. Dry needling might actually help boost your performance. A study on elite soccer players showed that dry needling increased maximal endurance and force in the knee extensor muscles.
Welcome to the PT Rebels podcast. This is the place to learn how you can become a PT Rebel and take charge of your own health and wellness. We will help you find answers to your questions about pain, injury, and the path towards healing in the most efficient and effective way possible. I'm your host, Dr. Gina Fick.
Welcome to the PT Rebels podcast, where we challenge the status quo and bring you cutting-edge insights in physical therapy. I'm your host, Gina Fick, and today we're diving deep into the world of dry needling for high-level athletes. We'll explore its effectiveness in treating sports injuries and how it can be a game changer in your recovery toolkit. So let's get started. Dry needling is a technique that's been gaining traction in the sports medicine world for several years now. Dry needling involves inserting thin, solid, filiform needles into specific points in the body, targeting muscles, tendons, ligaments, and even peripheral nerves. For you high-level athletes out there, this could be a crucial addition to your treatment regimen. Let's talk about the science behind dry needling, and let's break down how dry needling works. When we insert the needle, we're aiming to cause what's called a local twitch response. This is an involuntary spinal reflex that causes a localized contraction in the muscle that we're targeting. This response can lead to some pretty impressive changes in muscle length and tension, but that's not all. Dry needling also increases blood flow to the area. Many sports injuries involve tight, contracted muscles that can restrict blood flow. By inserting the needle, we're promoting vasodilation, and that's the dilation of blood vessels, which increases oxygenation to the affected area. Now let's talk about what you're really here for. Does it actually work? A systematic review by Gaddy et al. Found that dry needling is indeed more effective than sham treatment or no treatment at all for reducing pain and improving pain pressure thresholds and musculoskeletal conditions. This is huge for athletes dealing with chronic pain issues that might be holding them back from peak performance. Let's compare dry needling versus traditional methods. Here's where it gets really interesting. A study by Ujera et al. Compared dry needling as a first-line treatment to more traditional approaches like NSAIDs, topical creams, ice, and even braces. They found that dry needling was equally effective at 3 months and significantly more effective at 6 months. This suggests that incorporating dry needling into your rehab program could potentially be more effective than relying on these traditional methods. Let's break this down for some more common sports injuries. For you overhead athletes who have experienced shoulder injuries, think baseball pitchers, volleyball players, swimmers. Shoulder injuries or issues are probably all too familiar. A study by Kamali et al. Looked at overhead athletes with shoulder impingement syndrome. They found that dry needling or trigger points in the upper trapezius and infraspinatus muscles resulted in significant decreases in pain and disability. When we look at ankle instability, for those of you dealing with chronic ankle sprains or instability from past injuries, listen up. Research has shown that patients receiving dry needling into the lateral fibrillaris muscle, along with proprioception and strengthening exercises, saw improved outcomes in both pain and function compared to those who were just doing exercises. Moving on to tendinopathy. Tendon issues can be a real pain, literally. We've discussed this on previous episodes of the podcast. Dry needling has been shown to increase blood flow and collagen growth in tendons. This can be particularly beneficial for conditions like jumper's knee, patellar tendonitis, or Achilles tendinopathy. We can also look at benefits in terms of performance enhancement. It's not just about injury treatment. Especially in our clinic, we look at overall wellness and sports performance enhancement. Dry needling might actually help boost your performance. A study on elite soccer players showed that dry needling increased maximal endurance and force in the knee extensor muscles. Another study demonstrated a significant increase in vertical jump height, following just one session of dry needling. You might be wondering, when should you be getting dry needling? What is the timing of treatment? It's versatile. It can be used pregame, during halftime or intermissions, postgame, or during rehabilitation. In our practice, depending on the technique that we use, we generally don't dry needle within 24 to 48 hours of performance. There are some techniques where you can do dry needling the day of the game, either pregame or halftime. I've seen athletes get dry needling during the middle of a track meet, but the person or the practitioner who is doing that dry needling needs to do specific techniques as to not make you too sore or vulnerable for injury. We can combine other therapies with dry needling. It's important to note that dry needling is not a standalone miracle cure. It's most effective when combined with other therapies. For instance, when manual therapy and exercise programs are combined with dry needling, there's an even greater improvement in pain, function, and disability for conditions like knee arthritis and plantar fasciitis, for example. As with any treatment, there are some risks to consider, so we'll go over the potential risks and considerations. While dry needling is generally safe when performed by a trained professional like a physical therapist, you might experience some soreness or bruising at the needle site. In rare cases, there can be more serious complications like pneumothorax, and that's a punctured lung, especially when needling around the chest area. That's why it's crucial to work with a qualified practitioner who understands athletes' specific needs and anatomy. The future of dry needling in sports medicine is really exciting. The research on dry needling, especially in acute sports injuries, is still evolving. While the current evidence is promising, we need more high-quality studies to fully understand its long-term benefits and optimal application in different sports and injury types. I'll talk with you guys a little bit about some of the cases I've seen today. I've seen two cases where I've done dry needling. One in particular was on a lady who has very acute and serious radicular pain down her left arm, and it's coming from C5, C6, disc protrusion in her neck, and it's causing severe pain into the arm. She called us hoping that someone in our clinic could help her with dry needling today. She was a new patient. And so one of the ways that I used dry needling today was not only to treat the dysfunction or pain and inflammation in her neck, but I needled along the C5 and C6 dermatome, the areas of sensation that are supplied by that C5 and C6 nerve root. And I needled along those paths in her arm to try to reduce her pain, not only in her neck, but down into the shoulder and into her arm as well. With that dry needling, I used electrical stimulation to help stimulate increased blood flow and also to help with decreasing her pain along that nerve path. Before she left, after the dry needling, she reported that her pain had decreased and that she was able to move her neck more freely and with less pain. The next case that I saw was a young lady who's a junior in high school with hamstring tendonitis. She had local tendonitis on the semitendinosus tendon near the knee, and she had a lot of tightness in the semitendinosus muscle. I did dry needling in the semitendinosus muscle and used electrical stim on that, as well as on her opposite hip where she had tightness in the gluteus medius and piriformis muscles. So I utilized dry needling in both of those areas with electrical stimulation to help stimulate those trigger points, decrease the tightness in both her hip and her hamstring, and aid in overall recovery and help improve her performance. In addition to that, I also combined that with other therapies such as shockwave and laser to her distal hamstring tendon, and then prescribed some hip activation exercises and isometric training for that hamstring tendinopathy. So those are just a couple of examples of how I use dry needling in the clinic today. It's a very effective tool. I've been doing dry needling for over 15 years now and have seen really awesome results from the technique. It's not intended to be a standalone treatment in many cases. A lot of athletes are tight because they have underlying weakness or instability. So I think it's important that we use dry needling as a tool, but also not neglect those other factors where we need stability and strength. I think it's important for you as patients or for practitioners to always remember that. So in conclusion, I wanted to talk with you all about what the takeaway is for high-level athletes. Dry needling appears to be a really valuable tool in the sports medicine toolkit. It can help with pain management, improve range of motion, enhance muscle function, and even boost performance. However, it is not a magic bullet. As I mentioned, it should be used as a part of a comprehensive treatment and training program tailored to your specific needs in sport. If you're dealing with a stubborn injury or looking to optimize your recovery and performance, it might be worth discussing dry needling with your sports medicine team. Remember that the key is working with experienced providers who understand the unique demands of your sport and can integrate dry needling effectively into your overall health and performance strategy. So that wraps up our deep dive into dry needling for sports injuries. And remember, at PT Rebels, we're all about pushing boundaries and exploring innovative approaches to keep you at the top of your game. Until next time, keep pushing, keep growing, and never stop rebelling against the limits of what's possible in your sport and in your recovery.